Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 10th day of the month of Adar. Today is day 521. And we continue to pray for the swift return home of the hostages to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simcha Sneid of Congregation Beth HaKnesses HaChadash in Rochester, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Sneid slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Sneid will lead us, in the recitation of our three Mishaberach that we say on the call, the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where he will pause and allow and enable us to enter and insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And one positive piece of news I would like to share with our dear callers, for a long time now we have been davening, and there are names that are listed in the daily email. In particular, for several children that we have been davening for, Yeshua Heschel, the young baby that we have been davening for the last, forget exactly how long, the last year or 2 years. And I heard from his family earlier today that, Baruch Hashem, we can take his name off of the list as he continues to recover, and is no longer in need, of our tefillos. So, we are grateful to everyone who has, participated and has davened for him. Our tefillos matter. Our tefillos do make a difference. And Chas de Hashem, thank God, Yehoshua Heschel is no longer in need of our tefillos. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sneid.
Thank you, Naftali. Thank you, the OU, for the opportunity again. As we are in the final stretch towards Purim, the first verses in the Megillah are very interesting. Why do we need to know Ahasuerus's strength, where he ruled from, the amount of countries? And then the next verse, Ahasuerus was sitting on his throne that was in Shushan. Why is it relevant to the story at all, where his throne was, where he was sitting? Says the Vilna Gaon that this was written to show the greatness of Hashem, how he orchestrates everything well in advance to set the stage for the salvation that is needed. What we think is random is really Hashem directing every single step of the way. The Vilna Gaon explains, the throne of Ahasuerus that he sat on was actually a replica made of King Solomon's throne. Solomon's throne was very large. So many details that were there on the throne, and the only place where there were people who knew how to make this replica that Ahasuerus so deeply wanted was in Shushan. So Ahasuerus hired them to make it. And when it was finally complete, this throne was so large that they were not able to transport it to Babel, to Babylon, where Ahasuerus' kingdom actually was. So what did he do? Ahasuerus moved his entire kingdom to Shushan so he could sit on this throne. Hashem knew that there would be a Haman. Hashem knew there would be an Ahasuerus decree. So Hashem orchestrated it years before that the kingdom be moved to Shushan. Because who lived in Shushan? Mordechai and Esther, the ones who would save the Jewish people from Haman through the miracles that happened through them. Imagine a king who had one son, and as that son grew older, he became rebellious. to the point that the king had to send him away to the forest. He's ruining the reputation of the kingdom. He needs to learn his lesson, sending him away to the forest. As the son gets to the forest, he feels that his father completely abandoned him, forgot about him, sent him away with nothing. One day, the son's walking, and he's encountered by a bear who has come to attack. Thinking that this was the end, there's no way that I'm able to defeat this mighty bear. Not sure what to do. When all of a sudden, a man came from out of the forest and saved him. What a great coincidence. The son was so grateful. A few days later, again, the son is walking in the forest, and all of a sudden, bandits surround him. And again, thinking this is the end, how am I going to defeat this group of bandits, not knowing what to do, and all of a sudden, a different man was there to save him. Finally, everything clicked. What the son thought were mere coincidences, he understood that they were not. His father, whom he thought forgot about him, really never did. These were not coincidences at all, but the king's servants who were sent to watch over from afar to protect him without him knowing, they were really there making sure that nothing happened to him at all. So too says the Vilna Gaon, that is exactly what happened in the Purim story. We were sent into exile because that is what we needed to improve. But Hashem feared that maybe there would be that bear there. Maybe there would be those bandits there to harm us. So Hashem sends servants to protect us in a hidden way, Mordechai and Esther. We were never abandoned at all. Always loved and cared for so deeply. Everything was orchestrated. From Ahasuerus' kingdom coming to Shushan, to Esther being chosen, to Mordechai's rise, to Haman's downfall. Hashem was always watching over us every step of the way. Nothing was coincidence. And this is the message for us to internalize this Purim. Think about the different times in our lives where we can clearly connect the dots, where we met this person and that led to a job, that led to a shidduch, or we were in the right place at the right time and that led to a specific salvation that we needed. We may not have realized it at the time. Only afterwards do we see that Hashem was really there guiding us, orchestrating, making sure that everything was in place for our salvation. As we connect the dots of the Purim story, just as that son did when realizing his father never abandoned him, we can realize that Hashem is really always with us, guiding us. We can do the same in our lives. Because when we see Hashem's involvement, when we are able to connect the dots of things that happened to us in the past, we will be able to use that realization going forward, knowing that whatever challenges may come my way, Hashem is with me, holding my hand, guiding and protecting me as that loving father does. At this point in time, we will begin with Tehillim Perek Chav, Psalm 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor kol min chosecha, v'yolotcha yidashna sela. Yitein lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atzatcha yimalei. Nerana nabishu asecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishal asecha. Ata yodati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneo mishmei kadsho, bigvaros, yesha yimino. Ela varecha v'ela vasusim v'anachmer v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hei makaro v'nafalo v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Oshia ha-melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We continue with Psalm 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Vinozdesha Yarbitani Alme Minuchos Hina Aleni. Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni Bimagle Tzedek Leman Shemo. Gam Ki Elech Begeit Talmavis Lo Irora Kiata Imadi. Shivtecha Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni. Taruch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzoraroi. Vishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Achtov Vachesed Yirdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai. V'shachti B'beis Adonai Le'orech Yomim. We continue Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir L'malos Esayinai Elaharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Ayitem Amoz Raglecha Ayonum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yonum L'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Ayad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach b'alayla. Adonai Yishmarcha mikora yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar teitzcha uvolecha me'ata v'yad olam. We continue with Psalm 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMalos mimamakim kiratzicha Adonai. Adonai Shema b'koli tiyena aznecha kashivos b'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai miyamod, ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, yim Adonai hachesed v'arbei mofedus. V'hu yivdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosa. We continue with Psalm 142, Perek Kuf Mem Beis. Maskila David, Beosob Amara Tefila, Koli Al Adonai Ezak, Koli Al Adonai Ezchanan, Eshpok Lefanav Sichi, Tarasi Lefanav Agid, Bisatev Alai Ruchi, Leyata Yadata Mesivasi, Barach Zu Aleich Tamanu Fachli, Habet Yamin Urei Veinli Makir, Avad manos mimani indoresh lenafshi. Zawati elecha Adonai, amarti ata maksi chelki be'aretz achayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi miyod, atileni merod fai ki yamtsu mimani. Hotzia mimaskir nafshi lahodot eshemecha, diachtir tzadikim kisigmal aloi. We recite Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batora vashivya, ha'omnim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makam yirachim alayam v'yoti mitzora le'evacha, ha'me'afela la'ora u'mishibo le'geula, asha bagalav izman kariv v'namar amen. We'll read in English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We continue with the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'yivarches Chayalei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael, V'anshei Kochos Habitacha, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Atzeinu V'arei Eloheinu, Megvul Halvanon V'Abedbar Mitzrayim, Amen Hayam Hagadol Avavo Harava, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני יוסבינו, הקמם עלינו, נגפם לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ליעצל את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר סמינו תחתיהם, ויעצר מכסר ישוע, ועצר את ניצחון. ויקום מהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם. V'namar Amen. We'll recite Mishaberach for the Shavuyim, for those held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David V'Shlomo, V'yivarech V'yishmor V'yinsor, Es Nedrei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav, V'Es Kol Achenu Hanasunim Batara V'Shivya, Ba'avur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazeh Nespala Ba'avaram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'yotei Mechoshech V'Talmaves, ומוס יוסיהם ינתק, ומנסוקוסיהם יושיהם, וישיבי מהירה לחיק משפחוסיהם. We'll recite the Mishaberach for the Cholim, for those that are sick. Please, at the appropriate time, insert the names privately. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron Zavod V'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirape, Es HaCholim V'Acholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Allah, L'Achlimu, L'Arposam, L'Chadzikam, L'Achayosam, V'Yishlach, L'Am Rufu, L'Shlema, Min HaShemayim, L'Nerach, L'Av, L'Shtal, Gedal, B'Sof, Shach, Chol Yisrael, Rufu, Tanefesh, Rufu, Tagov, HaShabag, L'Av, Zman, Kariz, V'Namar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sneed. We certainly look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.